Welcome back to the Startup Scientist. I'm Anthony. Today we're going to talk about a topic that might raise a few eyebrows. Why the founder and the CEO should not be the same person. You know, it's almost a rite of passage. You start a company, hire your first employee, and proudly wear the title founder and CEO. It feels right, doesn't it? After all, it's your brainchildren, your brainchild, your vision. But here's the catch. These two titles, as cool as they sound together, are often at odds. Let's break it down. A founder is the dreamer, the risk taker. They think outside the box, challenge norms, and are always hungry for innovation. The CEO, on the other hand, is the stabilizer. Their job is to ensure the ship sails smoothly, to manage risk and execute the vision. So the roles of a founder and a CEO are inherently different. While one brings risks and new ideas, the other manages and reduces those risks. Now, you might wonder, isn't it easier if one person does both? Early on, when you are the only one running the show, it might seem that way. But as your company grows, let's say to a team of 5, 10 people, the cracks start to show. I've been there. When I started my own company, I named myself, you know, with the title of founder and CEO all the time. I loved the freedom, the creativity, the thrill of building something from the ground up. But as time went on, I realized that the very things that made me a great founder made me question the structured world of a CEO. I remember the frustration of fixed weekly meetings, of workflows that feel too rigid. It felt like I was back in the 9-to-5 grind I had left behind. So it struck me, was I building my own cage? Was I trapping myself in the very system I had sought to escape? So the skills, the mindset, the passion that drives a founder to create are often very different from what a CEO needs to ensure a company's steady growth. A CEO thrives with a clear mission, a set path, a structure often laid down by the founder. This realization led me to a decision. I wanted to hand over the CEO reins to someone who loved the structure world, who could take my vision and run with it. Somebody who could give the company the steady hand it needed while I continue to dream, to innovate and create and sort of be a rule breaker. In the end, it's about understanding yourself. Knowing where your strengths lie and where they don't. It's about building a team that complements each other. Because remember, to build something truly great, it's not about titles. It's about the right people in the right roles. So to all the budding entrepreneurs out there, I leave you with this thought. Wear any title you want, but know that deep down where your heart lies. And when the time comes, don't be afraid to pass the baton. Thank you for tuning in the Startup Scientist. Keep dreaming, keep building, and always, always stay true to yourself. Catch you next time.